Congressman Chaffetz introduced the Central Wasatch National Conservation and Recreation Area Act last month. It's now known as H.R. 5718. It's the culmination of 2 years of meetings between local governments on the Wasatch front, the Wasatch back, environmentalists, developers, and ski resorts. The group of stakeholders is called Mountain Accord. Together, they came up with a consensus on how nearly 80,000 acres of public lands within the Wasatch Mountains will be managed. The bill provides heightened protections for the land, as well as dedicated recreational uses and watershed. More than 500,000 people in Utah drink the water from that area. When KPCW talked to Congressman Rob Bishop on September 16th, he said he was concerned time was running out to schedule a hearing for the bill, and he's the one in charge. Bishop is the chairman of the House Committee on Natural Resources. That's the committee that would hear the bill. Program Director for Mountain Accord, Lainey Jones, said she met with Bishop and Utah Representatives Jason Chaffetz and Mia Love on Tuesday, and within an hour of the meeting, Bishop announced the bill would be heard on November 15th. Jones said that was good news in light of a packed schedule on Capitol Hill.
Congress has a big to-do list. They need to reauthorize the National Defense Authorization Act. They need to figure out if they're going to stay in business. We have a, you know, big election coming up. This is all over the news, you know, how difficult it is to get Congress to act on things, especially at the end of the year right now. So they've got to prioritize what they're going to debate and discuss. And in the midst of all of that, we got a hearing. So it's a big deal.
Jones says a deciding factor was that it's a consensus bill, with local leaders doing most of the heavy lifting so federal lawmakers can get behind it.
The local consensus process is really important. That's what they're impressed with. That's the model that we ought to be using, is working out our differences locally, and that's powerful. And it's not going to be controversial. So it's something easy for them that they can support, not easy for them to pass through Congress.
Once the bill is heard in the committee, it goes through a process referred to as a markup. That's where committee members can make changes to the bill. One concern is that the 900 acres in Summit County protected by the bill may be cut from the legislation. Those acres are currently managed by the U.S. Forest Service and fall between the Park City side and the Canyon side of Park City Mountain Resort. That area is also called the Monitor Bowl area. Summit County Councilman Chris Robinson said he talked to Vail about that acreage, and it's possible Vail may want to expand into that area. Jones says that's not the plan.
I think we've got a solid consensus process and bill here, and as of just recently, it's my understanding that we do have consensus and that the bill is going to hearing as it was introduced, including those 900 acres, and as of today, I don't have any reason to believe that those are going to be removed.
Both Bishop's office and Vail Resorts confirmed they have talked about the bill, but not about changing it. Vail wouldn't answer specific questions about whether it has any plans for the Monitor Bowl area, but did say it's important to be cautious about using legislation to change the designation of federal lands. This act would change the land from Forest Service management to the newly designated Central Wasatch National Conservation and Recreation Area. Jones says there's always a way to address any concerns Park City Resort may have.
Consensus means consensus by all parties. And so if Vail has concerns, we need to sit down and talk to them about those. And I think that we can find a path to resolution. We have spoken in the past, and I was aware that they were concerned. I wasn't fully aware of what their level of concern is. And I still am confident that we can work out a resolution. If Vail is in opposition, it's going to be problematic.
Every member of Utah's congressional delegation has co-sponsored the bill except Congressman Bishop. Bishop's staff says that's because he typically restrains from sponsoring legislation that's in front of his committee. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.